radical changes. The whole duty of man is to fear God. The whole duty that you have before you is to fear God and to keep His commandments. It's your duty. And on the judgment day, He's going to ask you, have you done your duty? And if you haven't, He's going to ask you why you didn't when you knew full well what that duty was. And you will be speechless. And there will be no proud looks on that day. Be no haughty attitudes on that day. It's very unlikely that God is going to send an angel out of heaven and visit you in your room and wake you up. It's very unlikely. Didn't send one to Felix. He sent Felix, Paul, and every other person that was in that room that day. The scripture says that it has pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And that's very likely your only call and your only hope is these simple, feeble gospel messages. God has sent them tonight for the very saving of your never-dying soul. It's not good words. It's not good delivery. It's the living word of God. If He sent a donkey to say these words before you tonight, He would expect you to listen to those words. And on the judgment day, He'll judge you by these words tonight that you're hearing. It's time to wake up. Felix almost did. Paul spoke to Agrippa, and Agrippa said, Paul, almost, thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And almost is as good as nothing. Amen. It's nothing. Amen. We can sit there, and we can give mental agreement to the word of God. I believe it's true. I believe it's true. Seemed that Agrippa and Felix both believed it was true. They didn't do what they knew they should have done. And if those two men could come in this room tonight, would you even listen to them? According to the scriptures, I doubt it. I doubt it. Though some come from the dead, they told that rich man they will not believe. Got the prophets. Felix trembled, and some people can't even do that.